Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. It's just the beginning. When you decide to chase your dream and to make your dream a reality, the lessons that you're going to learn, it will show that you are on the right path. But just like rain has no time, and rain has no expectancy to end, because you have to be willing to start. And just because you start, it's the beginning to your development. It's the beginning to your evolvement. It's the beginning to you deciding for yourself, because as you're deciding for yourself, you're willing to grow, develop, and establish what you would like to do. Because as you are focused on your growth, as you are focused on your development, as you are focused on what you are doing, how you are doing it will change, because you're able to learn and get educated about what you're doing. Just like outside right now, it's raining and thunderstorming. The last thunderstorm that just came, it shook the whole building. Like, I'm hearing it, like I'm close to it, and it's still raining. You see, when you decide to do something for yourself, you have to be willing to go through the pain, go through the suffering, go through the different challenges that will not only challenge you, but will show that you are made for what you are chasing. Your dreams is meant to come true. And when you decide to chase your dreams, it's just the beginning, because you have to learn what you are doing and the reason behind it. Hey, what's going on, everybody? If this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure is Knowledge, we speak about personal growth, marketing tips, and podcasting strategies. Today, we're speaking about personal development and how you can start developing personally for yourself. So it's just the beginning. And since it's just the beginning, make sure you hit the subscribe button, because today we're not only diving deep, but we're showing why it's possible. We're explaining the possibility behind your dream and what can come from a decision. It takes one decision for your life to be changed. It takes one action for your whole world to be evolved. It takes one moment for you to decide for yourself. And as you're deciding for yourself, you're able to really change the direction of your life. Life is going to show you that you are on the right path, but as you're on the right path, you have to go through some challenges. You have to face things that you do not expect to go through, because as you're growing through it, you're willing to understand why it's just the beginning. You see, the reason why it's just the beginning, because you have to be willing to go through for a long amount of time, for a long period of time, because you have to build yourself up. I mean, when I started working out and I started lifting weights, I wasn't wearing gloves. I was just lifting weights with my hand. I'm thinking I'm strong. I'm thinking I'm powerful. I'm thinking I'm building muscle. And as I'm building muscle, I'm building a callus. And what a callus is, it's a hard thing that comes on your hand when you're not protecting your gloves. You see, your dream can't be protected, because your dream has to be accomplished. When you accomplish your dream, the callus that's on your hand is building you up, because it's building your endurance. It's building your stamina. It's building what you are doing, because the callus is going to be there. And as it's there, your hands is getting a little bit harder. See, your dreams is becoming a little bit true, because you're willing to go through the pain. You're willing to go through the struggle. You're willing to go through what you need to grow through in order to recognize that you are on the right path. You see, let me write down, it's just the beginning, because the beginning is going to show you why it's something new for you. Just the be, oh God, though, just the beginning. Just the beginning. I don't know if y'all heard a couple minutes ago, a couple seconds ago, on how this thunderstorm is just coming down. It's coming hard. Pause. Okay. The rain is coming down hard because it's raining outside. It's thunderstorming outside. But just because you face challenges and you face adversity doesn't mean you can't grow through it. Doesn't mean you can't get out on the other side. I remember I was younger and we had a family reunion. And the family reunion we had, we was playing kickball. And the ball was kind of deflated. And so if you kick the ball, it won't go as far as the ball that had air in it. But it go a good amount. It go a good distance. And so in my family reunion, we're not only playing kickball, but we're having fun together. And so as we're having fun together, I'm like, ooh, this is going to be fun. I'm thinking I'm already athletic. I'm thinking I already got the skills. I got the mobility. I got the speed. Because I played football. You see, even though it's a family gathering, I was competing because I wanted to win. You see, when you have a dream, you have to be willing to compete for your dream. See, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be, it's not going to go how you think it's going to go. What's going to happen is that you're going to develop yourself. You're going to build yourself. And as you're building yourself, you're able to continue to show up. It's hard to show up when you don't see no results. As I'm playing kickball with my family not only got some speed on them, got some athleticism within them, within us. We're playing together because we have a goal that we would like to accomplish. You see, when you have a goal for your dream, you're willing to go through any everything for it to make it reality. Reality is so challenging because how do you push through to make your dreams a reality? Babe, can you turn that air on, please? Babe, can you turn the air on? You see, life, the reason why that's so important because your dream will show you that you have to get hot. You see, when you get hot, you have to know you just got to turn the AC on to cool down. And see, turning the AC on shows there's an outcome behind when you begin and when you start and when you learn, because you're willing to develop, you're willing to learn, you're willing to grow in the way to show that all you have to do is just think outside of the box rather than thinking how you're currently thinking. You see, the reason why that's so important, because your dreams is going to take risks. Your dreams is going to take a sacrifice. Your dream will only come from the amount of work that you're willing to put into yourself. And when I was going to the gym without wearing no gloves, I remember I was strong. I remember I was working out. I was consistent. But for some reason, as I'm lifting the bar, as I'm working out, as I'm doing my reps, the reps start cutting my hand. I start peeling the scab off my hand. You see, to chase your dreams, you have to be willing to leave something behind. You see, that's the first point when it hit on. He said you have to leave something behind. Leave something behind. Be behind. So you have to leave something behind to become someone that you don't even think you can be. Your dreams is going to take effort. Your dreams is going to come from your risk taking. Your dreams will only be brought to life when you bring them to life, when you begin for yourself. You see, when I started a couple years, half a decade ago, I was willing to believe in myself and do and chase what I'm putting my mind to, because as I'm putting my mind towards a goal, towards a dream, towards an outcome, I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea what I'm doing, but what I do have is the belief to continue to go on. It's the determination to figure it out, because you can only figure it out when you continue to show up. You can figure it out when you continue to learn. You can really figure out when you identify the path that you are on. You see, the reason why it's just the beginning, because it's the beginning to learning something new. It's the beginning to being aware to new information. It's the beginning because you have to be willing to take that first step. You see, taking the first step is so overwhelming. It's so stressful. It's so It takes a lot of effort. How do you put yourself out there when the first step is so difficult to make? When the first step is so challenging to take? You see, life is going to show you that when you have a dream, when you have a goal, when you have something that you would like to accomplish, you have to be willing to start. Because as you're starting, you're beginning a new destiny. You're beginning a new challenge. You're beginning a new effort because you're willing to put that effort into yourself. You see, when you leave something behind, you have to be willing to work on yourself. You have to be willing to evolve, because if you're not evolving, you're not growing. If you're not evolving, you're not dreaming. If you're not evolving, your dreams won't come true. You see, the reason why I was willing to learn is because I was willing to do. And when I start to do, I had to learn what I was doing. I mean, I went to this conference in 2022. It was a speaker conference. And when I went to this conference, at first off, I didn't know what to expect. It was a conference with Eric Thomas, Jeremy Anderson, and Inky Johnson. So this conference, it was so good. It was so phenomenal because it was a room full of people who wanted to better themselves. It was a room full of people who wanted to educate themselves. It was a room full of people that wanted to learn from others that was doing what they wanted to do and had a desire for. You see, we watched this movie called Think and Grow Rich, and the movie was so meaningful because the title says Think and Grow Rich. But how do you think to grow rich? You have to learn what rich actually is. And so when we, as we are watching this movie, the movie is based off the book. And the book, Think and Grow Rich, is so meaningful, so impactful, so powerful, because the knowledge is in this book. They made it a movie, a visual movie, because you're able to see the story that was in the book. You see, you're able to get different experiences, different knowledge, different stories, because you're willing to learn the new information. And so when you think and grow rich in this movie, the Think and Grow Rich, it said that you have to have a burning desire for your dreams to come true. You, by any means, you have to desire for your dream to come true. You have to desire for you to do your work. You have to desire to leave something behind. See, what are you leaving behind? You're leaving behind your old habits. You're leaving behind the bad routine. You're leaving behind the self doubt, because you have to believe that you can. Because as you're believing that you can, you're beginning a new journey. The journey is going to show you that you have lessons to learn, you have experience to gain. And one thing that I learned is that when you actually go through the process, when you go through the phase of learning and you really committed to the process, this burning desire is going to be burning within you, because no matter what, it's going to show that you are determined for this goal. You are determined for this outcome. You are determined for this dream. You see, I was in this class, the industrial organization psychology class, yesterday, and as I'm taking this class, I'm learning a lot, because there's a lot of people in the room. Well, there's maybe 10 people in the room, in the classroom, but the teacher, the doctor, the professor, she's teaching what it takes. She's teaching the knowledge that's in this book, but she's making it make sense. And so she had us fill out a job description form. And so as I'm filling out this form, she was like, okay, so what does a secretary do? Like, what is their job? What's the meat purpose of it? And what's the goal behind it? So I didn't really fully understand what the purpose of a secretary was. So I'm guessing the outcome and what I'm guessing the work and how they go about doing it. I'm guessing, I'm trying to figure out, but the thought ain't coming to my mind, because I'm not really for sure on what a secretary does. You see, when you have a burning desire and you're willing to leave something behind, you have to be willing to guess that you're doing something right. You have to be willing to guess that you're doing what you think is right. Because when you're guessing, you are starting. And when you are starting, you are beginning a new journey. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be it's not going to come as soon as you expect it to come, but it will come when you get educated over time. You see, when I first started my journey a half decade ago, I wanted to be a millionaire. I wanted to make $1 million within a month. I started in August of 2020, and by September, I wanted to be a millionaire. Just because I wanted to be a millionaire doesn't mean I will be a millionaire. Why? Because I didn't have the skills, the knowledge, the education for me to understand that it takes a lot of work to get to that. I'm not there yet, but I will get there one day, because I'm not going to stop until I get there. You see, I have a burning desire. It's not just about the money. What it's about is about the impact. I'm able to make an impact because I'm willing to help others. I'm able to help others not only believe in themselves, but understand why they're believing in themselves. You see, that's a goal. That's a burning desire. I had this burning desire ever since I was young. And since I was young, I had to learn how to work with it when I got older. I had to learn how to recognize it when I got of age. Because there's a difference between being legal and still dependent on your parents. You see, my mama, I was dependent on my mama when I was a child. And she was teaching us. She was guiding us. She was parenting us. She was disciplining us. My mama was a single parent raising three boys by herself. So she had to be strict. She had to be assertive. She had to teach us life. I remember this one time we had went to the dentist. When we went to the dentist, she made us fill out the application. Like, okay, I'm not filling these out. These kids can fill it out. I'm here if they get stuck. I'm here if they need guidance. I'm here if they need help. And so as she's making us fill this paperwork out, these words is on the paper is so big, it's so confusing because I didn't fully understand what the words even meant. Yet I didn't even understand what to ask. And so as I'm filling out the application, as I'm filling out the paperwork, my mama just sitting there just enjoying life. Meanwhile, I'm over there stressing. You see, when you are accomplishing your dream, when you start your dream, it will be stressful because you have to be willing to do it. You have to be willing to show up. You have to be willing to put effort in it because as you're putting effort in it, you're evolving in a way that will help you understand it. See, as I'm filling out this application, I didn't know. I only knew my name. I only knew my birthday. I only knew where I stayed. And then they start asking personal questions about your history. Like, how am I supposed to know something about my history when I'm just a kid? You see, my mama taught me, even though you a kid, you still can dream. Even though you're young, you still can have a burning desire. Even though you're young, you still have to put effort into what you would like to do. And so when I was learning this, it really taught me that life is going to show you, life is going to give you what you are looking for. You see, at the time, I didn't know what I was looking for. I just knew I wanted to do the right thing. I just knew I wanted the right thing. I just know I wanted to become the right thing. And so when my mom was teaching me how to drive, not only was she teaching me how to drive, she was teaching me how to be prepared. She was teaching me how to be patient. She was teaching me how to be independent. You see, in life, you have to be willing to leave something behind to become someone that you're not familiar with. See, your dreams are in you. Your dreams stay with you. There's a thought that comes to your mind. There's a vision that you see. There's an action that you like to take. But we talk ourselves out of it because we don't think we can do it. We don't think we're good enough for it. We don't think we are educated for it. And it's not the matter of that you have to be educated for your dream to come true. What it does take is for you to start, for you to get educated, for you to begin, for you to develop for yourself. You see, if it was easy, your dream would have been came true. But it's identify what type of dream you would like to have for yourself. And so earlier today, I had an appointment today. And in this appointment, it was this guy there, this older gentleman there just waiting in line. And he's saying, like, I've been to this place 4 different times. And y'all told me the first time that my information was submitted. And my information was good, that I was good, that I would have my appointment within the next couple of weeks. 4 months passed, and I haven't had my appointment. And so this gentleman is up there frustrated because he hasn't had his appointment. You see, what I got from this is that when you're frustrated, you have to become patient with your dream. You have to become patient with time. You have to become patient with the effort, with your effort. Because sometimes in life, it's not going to happen as soon as you would like it to happen because it's not on your time. It's on God's time, and it's on the amount of time that you're putting into your dream. You see, when you leave something behind, you're not only leaving something behind, you're building something new up for yourself. How do you accomplish your dream when your dream is just a thought? How do you accomplish your dream when you have no idea what your dream is? How do you accomplish your dream when your dream is so confusing to see? It's so confusing to see. I remember when I was younger and we took the eye exam test. So you had to stand a certain distance and look at the wall and call out the letters. What letter is it that you're looking at? And it have maybe up to 9 different rows. And the from line 1 up to 9, it goes from bigger to smaller. So the first one is huge. The second one is not so huge. The third one is not so huge. The last one is very small. Like as you're looking at it, you really can't see it. Like you really can't see what you are seeing. And so the last line, I knew I couldn't get that one. I knew I couldn't see that one. The line above it, I knew I couldn't really recognize the letters. So I got to the 6th or 7th line. The 6th line. When I got to the 6th line, I was able to call the letters. You see, when you're chasing your dreams, you have to be willing to accomplish what you are able to see. Your dream is not going to be easy, but how do you start with where you are at? See, the letters is where you are starting, and when you work your way down, you're getting to details that you are not familiar with. You're getting with information that you have never seen before, and you get into knowledge that you can't really pinpoint together because it's so blurry to see. And when you leave something behind, you have to be willing to be okay with not seeing what you are feeling and not recognizing this what this thought is. You see, in the movie Think and Grow Rich, it was so phenomenal because it showed different people who were successful, who had a burning desire to not only make it happen, but to keep making it happen, but to keep putting the effort in, to keep showing it up. You see, when they started, they was able to see that the big words, the big letters, as they doing the vision test. As they doing the vision test, they're able to see the starting point. You see, when you are chasing your dreams and you leave something behind, you have to be willing to put your foot at the starting line. You have to be willing to put your foot at the starting line and begin for your journey and begin on your journey. I remember when I was in high school and I wanted to go out for a track. I played football and I think I'm kind of fast. Like I can get down to one end of the field pretty quick. I'm pretty quick. And what I didn't recognize is that it takes different amounts of strength to be good in different sports. And so I'm thinking I'm good in football. I can be good in track. I can be good at running, just running and not hitting one another. I think I could be good at that. And so I tried it. You see, when you get in track, you have to get on the track to run the race. You have to run the race. You have to get on the track to run the race. You see, it just came to me. I actually ran track in middle school, but I wanted to do the 4x1. 4x1 is for people who are really fast. Like they can run real extremely fast, but it's like a relay race. So the kids that are fast just gonna be there. I didn't know I was that slow when I went against people that ran track every single day. It wasn't the fact that I wasn't good. In football, I wasn't nowhere near good when it came to track. You see, the reason why you have to leave something behind because the skills that you have for one thing, you have to develop the new skill in order for you to be good. You have to develop the new routine in order for you to be great. You have to develop the practice in order for you to practice on your dream. You see, the reason why that's so important is because people stop when the challenge comes. You see, when I was running track and I did the 400, which means it was a one time around, I remember I ran this race and I wasn't prepared for it because I came in last. You see, as I'm running, I use my speed when we started. As I'm hitting the first curve and not knowing I got 3 more curves to hit. I have 3 more curves to hit. And so my speed and my stamina was gone by the time I got on a second straightaway. And as I'm getting on the second straightaway, I'm still looking. I'm halfway there. But it's too far to see. It's too far to picture. It's too far to even walk through the line. but I have to keep running. I have to keep pushing. I have to keep moving. So it was a different build-up from football and track, because in track, you have to keep running. You see, when you are chasing your dream and making your dreams a reality, you have to keep making your dream come true, because it's not going to come true the moment it gets hard. You see, even though I was on this track running and I was exhausted, I was winded, and my asthma was kicking in, and I couldn't breathe, I kept going. You see, when you keep going, you become unstoppable. You become incorrigible. You become you build a burning desire, because you're willing to push through when life gets hard. You're willing to push through when you have challenges. You're willing to push through when you have no idea what you are pushing towards. You seen the track was so huge, I wasn't used to running that far. But I came used to running that far for my dreams. You see, your dreams have to come when you leave something behind. When you leave something behind, you're becoming someone new. You're becoming someone developed. You're becoming someone that can handle the pressure. Because in order to handle the pressure, you have to start at the line. You see, when I crossed the finish line, I was exhausted. I couldn't even catch my breath because I just ran so long, longer than I ever ran before. And when I crossed the line, I was winded. You see, when you chase your dreams, you're going to be winded along the way. So sometimes you have to take breaks to regain your strength. You see, when you leave something behind, you have to know when you start, you are beginning a new journey. The journey is going to show you why it matters. The journey is going to show you the process that you are on. The journey is going to give you lessons where you can't fully understand. You can't fully see it. But when you get up close, now you can fully understand, because you are more prepared to achieve it. You are more prepared to have it. You are more prepared to accomplish it. See, your dream has to be burning in you, has to be burning inside of you, because if it's not burning inside of you, nothing will come from it. Nothing will come from the dream, because the dream stopped being pursued. You see, Martin Luther King was a phenomenal speaker. Dr. Martin Luther King was a phenomenal civil rights movement leader, civil rights act leader, and he was inspired many people around the world to not only believe in yourself, but to continue to believe in yourself. Because in the early 1950s or 1960s, when he was out in the world bringing value, he was facing a lot of adversity or challenges that he wasn't expecting. But he accepted the call. He accepted the challenge. You see, when you are chasing your dreams, you have to accept the call. You have to accept the moment. You have to accept the beginning, because we all have to start at somewhere. We all have to start at the bottom. Because in order to get to the top, we have to be willing to move, to run, and to keep going, because the top is waiting for us to be, for us to go on it. You see, I want to look up the book Think and Grow Rich and show you what the book is, so that way you can have an idea of it and really go look at it. Go look it up, go read it. And so I have this book in my car, Think and Grow Rich. And it's by Napoleon Hill. It's a pretty good book. The first time that I read it, I didn't fully understand what I was reading. I just thought it was a good book. I heard a lot of people refer to it. And that was like, yeah, man, this book is good. Hold on. Let me see. No. Let me see. Okay, yeah, right here. That was like, yeah, this book is good. And as this book is good, like, it's going to help you, like, it's going to help you see more that you don't understand. So at that time, I'm like, what does that even mean? Is it going to help you see things that you don't fully understand? And this guy named Bob Proctor. So every time he gives a speech, he had this book, Think and Grow Rich. And he was like, in order to believe in what you're doing, you have to be willing to learn from others. And so as Bob Proctor is on stage speaking and delivering value and giving the message, he has this book, and this book is just a book. At least that's what I thought it was until I actually read it. Then I read it for the second time. And then I read it for the third and a half time. And after watching the movie, it makes more sense. Because Bob Proctor was actually in the movie. And so what I really started to really pay attention to was that Bob Proctor really had belief in what he was doing and how he was going about doing it. He said that he started a cleaning company. And when he started a cleaning company, he was willing to change. Because he was willing to chase his dreams. He was willing to leave something behind, to build something up, and to recognize that it came from effort. And so when I'm listening to the video and listen to the episode, Bob Proctor is referring to this book, Think and Grow Rich. How do you think and grow rich when you don't know how to think and be rich? I'm thinking this because I don't know how to think nor be rich, so I need to learn from others who has a secret and blueprint. You see, I was willing to learn. I was willing to be a student. I was willing to learn new information because the information that I had, it wasn't helping me at the time. It wasn't positioning me correctly. It wasn't giving me no direction where I can see that my dream can be accomplished, that my goals can be and have something more. You see, it's just the beginning because you have to know it's the beginning to your new journey. Your journey won't be easy to accomplish. As you are going along your journey, you are willing to develop more than you expect. You are willing to grow more than you can ever imagine. Because when you grow, you have to be okay with reading. That's the next point I want to hit on, is that you have to be okay with reading. Be okay with reading. That's the next point I want to hit on. Be okay with reading. Be okay with reading. Reason why I say reading and not learning, because we have to learn how to read and recognize that the information that's in these books, this information that's in these magazines, this information that's in this online on blogs, we have to be willing to learn how to read so we can understand what the information is. And it was so overwhelming for me, because when I started, I'm thinking, How do you get more? How do you have more? How do you become more? And it wasn't the fact that I didn't know how to, because I certainly didn't have a blueprint, but it was a book. It was called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And the first time me reading this book, it gave me a new perspective that I wasn't expecting. And as it gave me a perspective or a way of looking at life, it taught me that there's two different ways of thinking. There's two different ways of thinking and evolving, because you can evolve and get educated, but you can still remain stuck. You can evolve and get educated, but you can grow past your limitations. You see, the difference between the rich dad and the poor dad, in my opinion, was that the rich dad had no limitations for himself. You see, the poor dad had more limitations than he can even count, because he was counting himself out. He was discounting himself, and the rich dad was counting himself in. And so as I'm reading this book, of course, I missed it the first time. I'm not fully understanding. I'm thinking it's about a real estate book. And in reality, it's not a real estate book. So as I'm reading the information, I got new information from it. I got new knowledge that I didn't learn in school, that I wasn't privy to or aware of while I was in high school. Because I had to be willing to learn outside of a school setting. You see, I had to learn how to read, I had to learn why the information was here. Why was it important? I mean, when I was younger, I had a library card, and I didn't even use the library card maybe 10 times. I can count them to maybe 10 times that I used the library card. I didn't fully use it because I didn't go. I didn't read the books. There's a lot of information there. There's a lot of knowledge there. But I didn't go because I didn't know what I was looking for. In fact, my middle school that I went to, it was a library right across the street from it. And I didn't even visit it. And I didn't even go in there multiple times. I didn't even go in there many times. As I got older, I started to really value information. I start to pay attention more to what knowledge was here. I'm not interested in learning everything. But when it comes to personal development, I'm interested in learning everything. Why? Because I want to develop personally within myself. I want to grow in a way where it not only help me be more established, but it teach me other perspectives. It give me new knowledge, and it gives me a new direction. Because an educated man, an educated person is the most dangerous, because they understand things that others do not fully comprehend. You see, what I was really aware of was that I needed to do this for myself. Not for no grade, not because I'm in school, but I have to be willing to learn how to read for myself and be open to the knowledge, and be open to the information, be open to what's being brought to me or what's being brought for others. But I can really learn because I'm changing a new perspective. I'm gaining a new perspective. I'm gaining a new skill. It wasn't the fact that the skill came with the book. It was more so I had an understanding and I started to develop a skill that I didn't know was building because of the information that I had. You see, when you learn how to be okay with reading, life is going to show you that there's a lot of information out here. I went to the library a couple weeks ago, and there's a lot of books in the library. And there's a lot of books, which means there's a lot of information. But what information are you paying attention to? What information are you searching? What information are you looking up? That matters the most, because are you reading for entertainment? Are you reading to develop? Are you reading to learn more about what you're doing? There's a reason behind the reading, and the reading will show that you are on the right path. And the reading and education that get unlocked, they only gets discovered because you're willing to start at the starting line. You're willing to begin a new journey because you're willing to leave something behind. So even though I wasn't in school and this wasn't for a grade, I became fascinated with the information that I was learning. I became fascinated that I wanted to start sharing it with everybody. I say, hey, man, have you read this book? Have you read Rich Dad Poor Dad? This Rich Dad Poor Dad book is really good because it has a lot of information in it. It has a lot of new knowledge in it. And it has different ways of thinking. Have you read this book? And so I'm asking people, have you read this book? Rich Dad Poor Dad. Have you read this book? And many of my friends that was like, no, I haven't read this book. I said, good, I'm going to send it to you. I said, good, I'm going to send it to you. And then I send them the book a couple months past. And I asked, I said, hey, man, what you think of the book? He say, book? I ain't read no book. I said, oh, you weren't ready for the knowledge. I had to learn, even though I'm able to see my vision has to be understood that it's in my head. My dreams are in my thought. The way I'm thinking is in my head. So then I have to really understand, even though I came across this information and I'm trying to share it to the world, it's just information that I'm not applying. So even if I share it to the world, no one is going to listen to me because I don't have the results. So then I'm like, okay, let me just start learning for myself. Let me put myself in a position to where I can learn, I can try, I can do, I can evolve, I can learn. So that way, when I start to come back and share it with others, I have results. I have experience. I have stories to say. This is what I've been through. This is what I was able to accomplish. This is what I've tried. This is what I failed at. This is what you can try, fail, and grow from. Because experience matters. When you're reading a book, you're learning from someone else's experience. And what matters the most is because they are the ones that went through it. What makes it even special is that when you go through it, now you're building your dream. Now you are chasing your dream. See, to have a burning desire, you have to be willing to do any and everything for your dreams to come true. You see, it takes time, but as it's taking time, you're willing to be and start with where you are at. Because in order to get to the top, everyone has to start at the bottom. I remember I was watching this video a couple days ago, and the video stated there was like 60% of people who are wealthy who came from nothing, the individual who came from nothing, that didn't have no money, that didn't have no family who had money, didn't come from money. The people who built their wealth, they all started with no wealth. I'm like, huh? I said, hold on. So you're starting to tell me that the people the majority of people who are wealthy started from nothing and they built this up? The guy that just came to mind was Elon Musk. Elon Musk didn't even have the fortune that he has when he started. And so he started and he built the wealth and he built the fortune. He built the money. And so I'm thinking to myself, like, if they can do it, if they can sacrifice, if they can leave something behind, what do I need to leave behind in order to not only change my life, but to develop even more? See, I have to be willing to sacrifice. I have to be willing to give a lot of effort, because the little amount of effort that I think I'm giving, I have to increase it to not only change what I'm doing, but to multiply what I'm doing. You see, there's a company called PayPal, and I've been watching this company called PayPal, or the PayPal Mafia, when early in the starting days, when they were starting, building the company, building culture, and as they're building together, they're able to sell PayPal for a large amount of money. And so as they're able to sell PayPal for a large amount of money, the people who worked in the company are now rich and got a lot of money because they was able to work together on their dreams, on their goals, on their tasks. And so with PayPal created so many different opportunities from there, because people started YouTube, people started Yelp, people started LinkedIn. Because I was willing to be in an environment where they can learn and see new opportunities and get a new perspective. So I'm like, if they can do it, if they can start from ground zero, start from the bottom of the mountain and work their way up to the top of the mountain, what do I need to do? I have to recognize where I'm at, where I would like to go, what I would need to do, and what I can see for now. Because your vision improves. Check this out. You, when you're testing your eyes in the distance that you are further away from it, when it goes from the big letters to the small letters, as you get close to the small letters, you're able to see it. You're able to you're able to visually see it because you're up close on it. You see, when you get close to your dream becomes more visual. You see your dream even more because you are close on your dream. You are doing the work that needs to be completed. As you're doing the work, your dream is no longer a blur because you're at a distance from it. You see, your dream gets more clear the longer you decide to commit for yourself. And as you're committing to it, you're not only seeing your dream, you're checking out the direction. The direction that you're going is so important because it comes from your commitment from your dream. First, you have to start with a thought. First, you have to start with a vision. First, you have to start with something that you think you can see. You see, when you test your eyes, the first row are the big letters or something that you can fully see, fully comprehend, fully say. But the bottom of the vision test is so challenging because you have to squint your eyes just to see just a little bit better. You have to squint your eyes to see what you are viewing or looking at. You see, when you have to be okay with reading, you have to be okay with learning, you have to be okay with studying and opening your mind to new information, to new experiences, because a book comes from someone that experienced and their knowledge and their research. And they are the one that committed the research and the knowledge and the experience. Because your dream takes some effort. Your dream gonna cost you something. Your dream is gonna push you more than you even expect. I remember when I started, when I was younger, I started to cut yards. And we was cutting yards together, with me and my two brothers. As we cutting the yards together, we have to start the lawnmower. We have to grab the bar, and the bar has two handles on it. So we have to grab the bar, the top bar, to push it down. And our hand, we gonna hold it. And as we're holding the bar, we have to start the lawnmower. We have to pull the string with all our might, with all our strength. And sometimes it don't come on. And sometimes it don't start. And sometimes it don't even begin. You see, when you position your body correctly and you grab the bar with one hand and you grab the string with the other, and as you pulling it and giving enough strength, that's when it starts and come on. And then it cuts off because you let go of the bar. And then you recognize that the gas is out. So not only did you let go of the bar when you was able to start, it wasn't starting because you didn't have no gas. See, not only did you not have no gas, you didn't have the oil. You see, when you are chasing your dreams look like they are impossible. And as you continue along the process, as you continue along the journey, as you continue along doing the work, you start to recognize that you're missing little details that matter the most. You see, to cut yards, you have to have gas, oil, and a lawnmower. See, to do it consistently, you have to have gas, lawnmower, and oil. Why? Because in order for your dream to come true, you have to give effort, you have to be patient, and you have to be consistent with the effort that you're giving for your dreams. Because they are not gonna come at night. They're not gonna come overnight. They're gonna come when you are challenging yourself, when you are pushing yourself, when you are accepting the challenge. You see, as we was young, and I had to learn how to use the weed eater. See, the weed eater is completely different from the lawnmower, because the lawnmower, you can push it. You see, the weed eater, you have to use your hand and get it on the crevices of it. You see, the weed eater takes a little bit more oomph, because you have to be willing to go with the flow. You see, pushing the lawnmower is easy, because all you have to do is walk a straight line. You see, when you leave something behind, you have to be okay with reading, because there's information in the knowledge that's not only going to help you, but will benefit you even more to show you how to change the wire on a weed eater so you can cut the grass just a little bit better. So you can cut the grass just a little bit more better, because as you cut the grass just a little bit more better, you're using the tools that you have. You see, when you're chasing your dreams, you have to use what you have to accomplish what you think you can do. Because it's so meaningful, it's so powerful to show. When you start reading, you start learning and developing. They say, this is so good. The bacon bae, she say, this is so good. You see, when you have the right information, when you have the right tools, the tools is going to position you correctly, because you're able to approach it differently. See, when you push the lawnmower, you can only cut the grass that you can see. You see, when you have the weed eater, you have to use the weed eater to line the grass up. And I didn't recognize that the effort has to be lined up, because in order to really accomplish your dream, you have to continue to show up. You see, that's the last point I want to hit on, is that you have to be okay with reading. As you're being okay with reading, you have to continue to show up, because it matters. It matters the most. Continue. Continue to show up. You see, it matters, because it's going to push you even more. It's going to challenge you more than you think. It's going to challenge you more than you can ever imagine. Your dream is waiting for you to chase it. Your dream is waiting for you to hold on to it. See, just like cutting the grass, you have to cut off the past. See, you have to be willing to become something different, to grow into something new. And you have to be okay with reading, because the information is in the book, that's in the knowledge, is going to help you propel and grow and establish a way where it's going to help you show that you are on the right path. You see, your path is only get created when you're willing to show up for yourself. I remember when I was younger and I wanted to cut yards by myself. I wanted to cut yards by myself. So I went around my neighborhood. It wasn't a lot of people that I was going to, But I went down my neighborhood and I'm asking people, like, hey, can I cut your yard? Like, do you need somebody to cut your yard? Like, can I be the one to cut your yard? And I got a lot of no's because I wasn't able to cut the yard. In fact, I only probably did it one day in all honesty. So I wasn't as hungry for my dream or for my goal because I just quit after one day. And in life, when you quit after one day, your dream will not come true because you gave up too soon. You see, if I would have went out multiple different days, multiple weeks, multiple months, I probably would have had a lot of different customers, a lot of people that I can help and cut their grass, but I stopped after one day because I got a couple of no's. I got a couple of no's, and it discouraged me to keep putting myself out there. It discouraged me because I didn't see no results. It discouraged me because I got no's. You see, sometimes in life, when you get a no, it's not the end of the world. More so, it's the beginning of the world because you're putting yourself out there. And see, to get a no, you have to ask. To get a yes, you have to ask. But I didn't think it was going to be that hard to get a yes. And then, as I was younger, my mama used to always tell us no. Used to always tell us no. Our mama was a single parent raising three boys by herself. And she did a phenomenal job raising us. And as she did a phenomenal job raising us, she was strict. She was assertive. She was mean. Because I remember her nose cut me so hard. Mama, can we go outside? No. Ooh, wee. Mama, can we go play? No. Didn't I just tell you no? Keep asking. Keep asking. You see, in life, I didn't recognize that I was willing to accept the no because my mama was mean just a little bit. As I got older, I start to work with the no rather than against it and start recognizing that the no wasn't bad, the N-O wasn't bad. What was impossible or challenging was that when I got a no, I stopped. It's stopping that makes a difference. Because just imagine when you keep going and keep developing and keep learning. You're willing to learn information, experiences, and knowledge in a way that's going to put you in a better position. If I would have kept going, if I would have kept showing up to cut grass, I probably would have cut a lot of people grass. But I stopped after day one because I got a couple of no's. People weren't at the house. People weren't answering the door. And it was this one guy that happened to answer the door. And I was communicating with him. And I asked him, I say, do you mind if I cut your grass? Like, can I cut your grass? He say, I would, but I already have somebody cut my grass. And when he told me that he already have somebody, I'm like, you out your mind? I'm at your door knocking. I'm at your door knocking, trying to cut your grass. Are you going to tell me somebody else is cutting your grass? So I got discouraged and left. It wasn't the fact that someone else was cutting his grass. It's just that I didn't keep going to the next door to ask if I can cut your grass. You see, sometimes you have to keep asking until you get a yes for the right yes. I got the no and said, yep, that's the right no. Because I quit on my dream. I quit on my thoughts. I quit on what I was doing. You see, when you continue to show up, you have to show up when adversity shows up. When you have to show up when you don't think you're doing the right thing. And as you're not doing the right thing, you have to continue to learn and develop as you're growing. You see, I want to look up the definition of dream. Because we all got a dream. We all have a belief. We all have a thought. But it's the thought that stops a lot of people. You see, the definition of dream is a series of thoughts, images, and sensations occurring in a person's mind during sleep. And then another one is a cherished aspiration, ambition, or idea. You have to have an idea to see your dream and recognize that you can accomplish it. And feel that as you are accomplishing your thoughts, what you are doing is coming from your efforts. It's coming from your mind. I remember when I was in high school and we was, what is it called? We was doing pre-training, pre-workout. What is it called? Fall practice. Oh, not fall practice. We was working out and the season wasn't going on. I forgot the terminology. Off-season. It's called off-season. We was in off-season, which means that we have to train a lot. We have to work out a lot. We have to run a lot. We have to really practice a lot. And so I remember this one time, we was running the bleachers. In my high school, the bleachers was, they had a lot of bleachers there. And so as we're running the bleachers, we have to start at the bottom, run our way up, come back down, and do it again, right? So it was hard for me because it got difficult right at the middle. As I'm going up the bleachers, by the time I get to the middle, I slow down just a tad bit because the legs start burning. My asthma start kicking in and I start getting exhausted. And so when I get to the half, when I start walking up the steps rather than running up the steps because I was tired. I was exhausted. And the more we did that, I'm like, ooh-wee, I don't think I got it in me. I don't think I got it in me. You see, when I got around others that was tired and exhausted as well, unknowingly, I had it in me because everyone else had it in them. And so as we're running up the bleachers, as we're running side by side, as we're sweating and tired and exhausted, we are showing up. When you are tired, exhausted, and stressed, you have to continue to show up. Because if you don't continue to show up, your dream will never become a reality. Your dream will never come true. Your dream will only remain a thought. Because it's something that you're constantly thinking about. How do you turn your thoughts into reality? Well, you have to take the action where you are at today and begin your journey. And start a new way of doing things because sometimes you'll always have to be left behind. It have to be left behind because you have to start to establish something new for yourself. And as you're establishing something new for yourself, you have to know it's going to take time. You see, as we was working out together, as we was running together, as we was practicing together, as we was getting better together, we kept showing up because it was getting better together. You see, when you show up, you can't be the only one showing up. You have to have somebody that's going to encourage you to say you're doing good sometimes. Sometimes you might not even get there. And the reason why I say sometimes, because everybody ain't going to be by you. You have to build that in within yourself to show up. And as you're showing up, you have to know that you're doing your best. Your best comes from your effort. Your best comes from you showing up. Your best comes from you starting. Because you can only improve the more you show up. The more you show up, the more you get better. I remember when we was younger. And we was staying, we was in high school. I think I was in 9th and 10th grade. And we had a basketball court. Luckily enough, our neighbor, like right across the street from us, they had a basketball goal. We didn't have that much money to afford a basketball goal. So our neighbor had a basketball goal. And so whenever our neighbor brought out the basketball goal, it was time to go play. It was time to go play basketball. It was time to have fun. And so when he brought out the basketball goal, he came knocking on the door. Can they come outside to play? Sometimes my mama say yeah. Sometimes she say no. When she say yeah, we had a blast. We had a blast. And so when he came and brought the goal outside, me and my two brothers, we went outside to play. So it was a 2-on-2 type of game. Like it was 2-on-2. Like me and one of my brothers versus two of my brothers. Now me and one brother versus him and my other brother. And so my twin brother, he was very good at basketball. Like he can really dribble. He can really dribble. I didn't really put that much time in dribbling because I didn't see the value of it. I didn't really see the point of it. But he saw the value of it because he was outside working on his handles when the goal wasn't even out. And so he's working on dribbling while he's running with his weak hand, with his other strong hand. And he's working on his dribbling in one place, and he's doing it so often. I look outside one day and I'm seeing him, and he's just outside practicing by himself. You see, when you are practicing by yourself, you have to be committed to show up for yourself. Because it matters when you are the one that sees the vision. It matters when you have the thought. It matters when you are committed. See, when you have a burning desire, you get committed to your goals, because your goals is something that you are achieving and working towards. And so he was out there every day working. He was out there every day practicing. He was out there every day dribbling. And when it got time for us to play against one another, you can see the difference. You can see the one who's been working versus the ones who hasn't. And it was only one that was really working, and that was my twin brother. And so he built that skill up because he was willing to practice. He was willing to learn. He was willing to show up. Because when you show up, you get better. You get better because you're the one that's doing the work. You get better because you are the one that's improving. See, when you continue to show up, you have to give yourself grace and say, I'm going to show up no matter what. This is my dream. This is my desire. This is my goal. Because your goal is something that can come true. Your goal is something that can push you forward. Your goal is something that's in your mind. And as it's in your mind, you can make it a reality. But you have to show up. And be okay with reading, because as you're reading, you're learning. As you're reading, you're developing. As you're developing, you're willing to evolve even more, because you can implement, you can try what you just learned. You can try what you have learned, because sometimes in life, when you are pursuing your dream and your goals, you have to leave something behind. And by something, I'm saying an old habit. By something, I'm saying an old action. By something, I'm saying an old effort. New effort has to be created in order for you to remain focused on your goal. When you show up, you develop. When you develop, you learn. And when you learn, you become more open to learn, to life. Because life is going to show you that you're on the right path. And as you're on the right path, as you're showing up, try it this way. Try learning and evolving and reading this book, because this book is going to help you just a little bit more. Try to read Think and Grow Rich, because Think and Grow Rich is going to give you a different perspective from something that you're not familiar with. And we grew up in a single parent household. We didn't have a lot of money. We didn't have a lot of money, but we had hard work. We had a lot of effort. So when you see your vision, when you see your dream, you have to be the one that commit to it, because you have to have a burning desire to evolve within it. It's going to be, it has to be burning within you, and in order for it to come out as reality, you have to continue to show up. You see, it's just the beginning, because you are beginning something new for your journey, for yourself, for your growth. And as you're developing more, you're willing to establish not only a way of believing, but a way of thinking for yourself, because you have to leave something behind. To start, you have to be willing to commit. To commit, you have to be willing to see. To run, you have to be willing to start. Because when you're willing to start, you have to be okay with reading new information and learning the importance behind reading. Because reading is going to get you to a different way of thinking. It's going to get you to a different way of evolving. So the book that I recommend is Think and Grow Rich, because it's a phenomenal book. It just gives you a different perspective on how you're thinking about life. And the last thing is that you have to continue to show up. Even when you don't feel like it, continue to show up. Even when you're sick, rest. But continue to show up. Even when you're frustrated, continue to show up. You see, when you continue to show up, something happens. You develop more than you expect. You develop more than you think. And when you develop more, and if you really get value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you leave a review on your biggest takeaway from how it's just the beginning for you, and what are you going to start implementing today? What are you going to start taking action on today? Leave in the comments below. Leave the review. What is your biggest takeaway for from this video of just beginning. Of you are just beginning. So make sure you subscribe, make sure you like, and leave a comment below. And let me know what you thought of this episode. I appreciate y'all, and then I'll see y'all next time.